Well, good morning. Welcome to another Radio Fishin'. This is Fishin' Frank, and we're back live in our studios in downtown Charlotte Harbor. And it's just so exciting. I gotta tell you, it's Friday morning. It is 12/27/2013, a couple days after Christmas. Did you have a good Boxing Day yesterday?
Absolutely. We were on the water. Couldn't have gotten any better.
We have Captain Rhett Morris with us this morning. Beyond Borders Outfitters?
You got it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this old... my brain, between the radiation and the 70s, I'm not sure how it's still working. You know, they keep putting more stuff in there. I'm not sure why that's why that all came out. But anyway, good morning, Rhett, and how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks, Frank. Glad to be here for another radio show at Fishin' Frank's in downtown Charlotte Harbor.
Yeah, it is a one of a kind, that's for sure. You know, I had a family say, they said... they do breakfast every morning, a group of Canadians. It was really quite cool. But anyway, you've been on the water a lot lately. I mean, it's that season. You know, our snowbird friends are down, and tourists are down, and families down visiting grandma and grandpa and everything. And so how's it been going out there?
Well, just before the cold front moved in on Christmas Eve, we had some really strong fishing. We were getting a lot of snook, which is not normal for December, but we were fishing mid-70s to low 80s in the water temperature.
And that's perfect snook prime. Yeah. That's prime temperature for snook.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. We were finding a lot of white bait and, you know, mixing up snook, redfish, and trout every day, and had some big fish, had some snook over 15 pounds, a lot of reds between the 6 and 12-pound range, and everybody was real happy with that. And then we had a little cold snap come through, and yesterday we were out all day, and we primarily stuck with the paddle tail jigs and Little John soft plastics from here.
I have no idea why that thing works. I mean, let's face it, that jig doesn't do anything, doesn't represent anything, and catches the heck out of fish. I don't know how Eric got that one right. I mean, it's just
unreal.
I mean, it looks like it's just pinched out as it came
out.
You know, I mean, it's just flat on one side, pinched on the other side. I mean, I get the paddle tails.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. I mean, that just, if I was a fish, I'd want to eat that paddle tail.
Yeah.
But that Little John, how the hell does it catch so much fish?
It's unreal, isn't it? It really is. I tell all my people about it all the time. I mean, it's an amazing little lure. And I think that because it doesn't specifically represent any one particular type of forage for the fish, you can impart whatever kind of action you want on it to imitate either a shrimp or a bait fish, or maybe something that's switching from a bait fish to a shrimp and just causes confusion and aggression, and that's why they go after it.
I guess, because I look at people and I say, okay, this catches a lot of fish. They say, oh, yeah? I said, no, I have no idea why. I don't know what it is. I know it works. Don't know why. Don't really even care anymore. I've stopped trying to figure it out. Yours is the best explanation I've heard. But anyway, you were catching what on the paddle tails and Little Johns?
We did a lot of sea trout yesterday, anywhere between 12 and 20 inches. And we were fishing the flats near Devilfish Key, between Devilfish and Kayapaloo, which is just back to the east. There's a huge expanse of grass flats there with a lot of topography changes that, you know, you'll 1 minute you're casting over 3 foot of grass, the next minute you're fishing over 6 foot deep sand, and that the variance between the grass and sand all the way through that's probably 300-400 yards long is a great flat to drift.
And not only that, it's the second settlement ever settled in this area.
Yeah, Kayapaloo.
Yeah, Kayapaloo was the, Yuseppa was the first settlement. Kayapaloo is actually the second settlement. They call it Haunted Island. Stories from years ago about they would go dig a hole in one spot looking for something or burying something to come back, and the hole would be filled in and be over on the other side.
Yeah.
A lot of strange stories about Kayapaloo and great trout fishing out in front of it. So, you know, you get the Haunted Island, plus you've got the, you know, good trout fishing there.
Absolutely.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was working really well for our trout. We just were making open. We had really nice light breeze yesterday. We just moved to the top of the wind and go with the wind across the flats, and we were picking up steady action the whole way through. Also, ladyfish and a couple of pompano, which is another thing about the Little John jig, is I have literally caught every species of major, what you consider to be a great game fish in the bay. Tarpon, snook, redfish, trout, pompano, flounder, pinfish. Not a game fish, but I've actually caught pound pinfish.
I'll disagree with you. It's good eating, and they get up fillable size. Yeah. I'm going game fish on pinfish.
Yeah.
Which I changed my mind on that about a year ago. It was bait, and now it's actually...
Nice.
We've got people catching them in the canals. We've got them so big, like you say, a pound pinfish.
Yeah.
In the canals that people are fishing for them.
Yeah.
Because they're
why
good,
not?
I mean, they're good to eat. Why
and
not?
And they fight.
Yeah. I mean, it's all good. Excuse me. It's early. I mean, folks, it's not even 7 o'clock in the morning. Rhett's all cheery and happy. He's going fishing. He's all excited. I'm sitting over here going, okay, I can fake this excitement. I mean, but everything you're hearing in my voice, this is all because I'm feeding off of Rhett's energy here. But, yeah, the ghost of charter boat captains passed over there at Kaopalu, you know, helping you catch some fish.
Exactly.
So, where else? You heard about anything else going on?
Well, after we left the trout flat, the water had come back up a little bit, and we started moving into some of the mouths of creeks, and really not even creeks, but areas between two islands where the water moves fast and keeps it deeper there and more sandy and rocky. And we bounced some little johns through there as well as some shrimp on jigs and did well with the small redfish. And then in the afternoon, we did find some whitebait, which was kind of a plus. Didn't think we'd see much of that. And we, surprisingly enough, got snook to hit the whitebait. And the water was only 68, 69 degrees, which is a little chilly for snook.
A little chilly, but you're still in that good zone for if if you can get a little sunshine on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll pop up on that whitebait. But between right now, I'm not going to... I don't even recommend the guys go out and really try to net it. It's cold. The water's cold. You know, it's a lot of mess. And you've got to have that perfect little bit of sunshine on them where they get that warmth and then get that white bait at just the right time. Yeah. Too early, too late. It's not worth all that going to catch them.
Yeah, if we didn't...
Get a couple dozen shrimp and go
exactly.
out and do the same thing. Now, in a week, 2 days, that could all change again.
Exactly. We're going to see some more warming. The temperatures will continue to climb until Sunday. On Sunday, they're predicting a 70% chance of rain, and then we're going to be back in the 50s and 40s at night on Monday and Tuesday. So that'll pull things back down. But until then, you know, you're going to find fish feeding on faster retrieves and, you know, hitting stuff higher in the water column. And then once we get past, you know, Monday into Tuesday, you're going to find that you're going to have to work your lures and shrimp a little slower.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit chilly after Tuesday. And, of course, Tuesday's New Year's Eve, right?
I think so.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a thing at my pirate ship. And, you know, little burgers on the grill and some sampling of adult beverages.
And sounds good.
You're welcome to come out.
Appreciate it.
But I was thinking of that 45-degree thing. So I've been loading up wood for the fire pits and the chimneys and all the stuff we've got set around the yard to get everything warm because it's going to be frosty.
Yeah. Yeah, 40s at night in Florida. People from up north don't quite understand it. It's a damp cold, and it feels more like 20 up north.
I did so many charters for a while, and the one thing I will tell you, when you get on a boat in the morning in Charlotte, Port Charlotte, Charlotte Harbor, Punta Gorda, and you're going to go out in a boat, bring a jacket, bring woolly underwear, because it is the coldest 60 degrees on the planet.
It is.
When I lived up north, 33 degrees, 35, I could ride my motorcycle. 60 degrees in Florida will shake you off that bike.
Yes.
You know,
that's no
cold.
Joke.
So, you know, how many times you get people come on the boat, and I always carried extra jackets and stuff, because... Oh, they show up and they got t-shirts and shorts. Oh, it was 20 degrees when I left. This is nice. And I run about quarter mile, half a mile, shut the boat off, say, would anybody like a jacket? Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it all the time.
I understand it because if you're used to minus 20, 60 sounds wonderfully warm. Not on a boat in the morning in Charlotte Harbor. So anyway, enough waxing ridiculously. If you were going to go out, you are going out today. You've got a charter today. Any good advice for people about where to go today?
Yeah, you want to look for any of the grass flats on the northern end of Pine Island, the northwestern end, particularly out in front of Jug Creek. All those grass flats right now are holding a lot of trout. And you might not catch a keeper every cast, but it's very good action. Just stay with it, and you'll get all the trout you need to eat in there. You know, maybe 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 5 will be legal size. And then working your way around towards Patricio Key, USEPA on the eastern and southeastern side of USEPA is all beautiful grass flats with fish. And then back up inside the harbor, you're going to have a high falling tide this morning. You would want to fish the flats near Pirates Harbor. Any grass flats you can find anywhere this time, your Cape Hayes, Turtle Bay, just stick with 3 to 5 feet of water with a grass bottom, and there's trout are in it.
And you're definitely recommending Eric's Little John.
The Little John is amazing.
Okay. You gonna give out the color secret?
Yeah, you want to throw the watermelon red glitter, golden brim, and any other variants of color that strikes your eye, just throw it. Because trout, just from one day to the next, I mean, those are your mainstays, the colors I named. But, you know, I catch them on the pink sometimes, the pink plastic with silver glitter.
Spring and fall, pink. Number one color.
Yes, it is.
Every spring and every fall. I got about a month in the spring and a month in the fall. Yeah. Why bother? If it ain't pink, don't even bother throwing it, because I'm going to outfish you every time with pink. But I'm almost past the point where I'm going to do that. I'm going to go back to what you were saying with the watermelons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the more gold and the glittery stuff. For some reason or another, once the water gets as clear as it is now, pink should work, but it's really better when the water's changing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from muddy summer water to clear winter water, or from clear winter water to muddy summer water, that transition time, I'll outfish anybody with pink.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. And the water is clearing up a lot right now.
So I'm going to agree with you on your first colors. I think your first two are right dead on the money. I don't think you could have said better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess we're going to have to get going. You got to go do a charter. He's got clients. He's got a shrimp waiting for him. And any last words, for today?
This is Florida, and if you're not out on the water, you need to get out there, because it is absolutely gorgeous. It's one of the prettiest Decembers we've ever seen.
It is amazing, isn't it?
So. Absolutely. We'll see you out there.
Well, this is Fish and Frank and Captain Rhett Morris, and Rhett's been on some nice fish and continues to have some really amazing and really fun charters out there. Just click on Rhett's picture right next to the radio show here. Take you right to his website. You can find out a lot more about Rhett right there on his, just by clicking his picture. Just put your little mouse over it, go click, and amazing stuff happens. And this is Fish and Frank with not so amazing stuff happening, but it is, December in Charlotte Harbor. Can't get any better. See you on the next Radio Fishin'.